Morning, 6:21.
The president delivered the first State of the Union address of his second term last night with one primary focus.
A growing economy that creates good middle-class jobs. That must be the North Star that guides our efforts.
And joining us live this morning is Richard Vatz, political debate analyst and professor of political rhetoric at Towson University. Professor, good to talk to you again. How do you think the president did last night?
Well, let me say something positive first. This is a president who delivers some of the most excellently delivered speeches I've ever heard. In the last 50 years, there have been four great presidential speakers, Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. And Barack Obama is arguably the best deliverer of speeches. He really knows how to deliver a speech.
Yes.
On substance, I would not be as kind. It seems to be there's a lot of promise without much to show for it, and he doesn't show that his solutions will solve problems. He lists that he wants jobs back to America, climate change, fixing infrastructure, making high school education more job-related, immigration reform, the path to citizenship. He wants to raise the minimum wage. He wants to apparently fix the voting problem by making early voting even earlier. On foreign policy, he talks about we'll keep pressure on the Syrian regime, but he doesn't address the problems in Syria. He doesn't address the 500,000 refugees, the 70,000 deaths. He doesn't talk about Benghazi. On North Korea, he says that we'll do what we'll isolate them further. On Iran, he says we'll do what is necessary to prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon. He talks about violence. There's a lot of demagoguery on Newtown. He says they deserve a vote. He talks about Hadiya Pendleton, who was there, who was killed in Chicago. But he doesn't give any policies that would have prevented it. So the speech is very high on recommendations, but it doesn't really show any connection as to how the problems would be resolved.
And let me ask you this.
That is a problem.
Last night, I thought his speech offered something that he did in his first campaign for the White House. It offered hope. And it was intended, I think, to offer hope not just to those Americans who have been hard hit by tough times, but to middle-class Americans who are worried that they could end up in that same boat as so many hard-hit Americans one day after today if they should lose their job.
That's right. Actually, hope has been a major theme of this administration, but we're now in the second tier of this administration, and he's got to be able to say
right. You didn't let me finish.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What he did, however, was call for a partnership with Congress on those issues that you allude to, finding solutions to those problems, whether it be trying to stimulate job growth, whether it be immigration, dealing with North Korea, Iran, all of the many. But he turned to Congress to be a partner.
That's right. He turned to Congress to be a partner, but what leads anybody to believe that there's going to be agreement with Congress? And even if there were, what policies does he recommend that they could unite on that would solve the problems? In a good State of the Union speech, a president will detail exactly what he has accomplished in 4 years. This speech, the words of this speech were, he's cleared away the rubble of crisis. We can get this done. Well, it's been 4 years. I mean, he's got to be able to give a speech like Ronald Reagan gave the State of the Union in 1988, in which he details exactly how successful he's been. In other words, this cannot be 8 years of promise. But again, the president is a very, very likable man. He delivers a beautiful speech. He's just perfect in his elocution, but he's got to be able to detail exactly what he's accomplished. It can't be continual promise year after year after year without saying precisely what he has accomplished.
All right, Richard Vatz, political debate analyst and professor of political rhetoric at Towson University.